Secretary of State Colin Powell flew home today from a brief visit to the Middle East for talks on how the war with Iraq will influence the future of the region and to promote the U.S.-sponsored roadmap for peace between Israel and the Palestinians. On a stop in Lebanon, Powell said that in talks on Saturday, he and Syria's President Bashar Assad discussed ways to improve relations between their countries and to move forward toward ending violence between Israel and the Palestinians. Powell said Assad gave assurances that the Damascus offices of certain Palestinian groups had been closed, potentially a major concession to U.S. desires. NPR's Kate Seeley is in Damascus. She joins us. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Tell us what you know about the closing of the Palestinian offices. Which organizations are going to be shut down?
Well, Powell didn't say which ones had been closed, and nor have the Syrians, but an American official traveling with him told reporters that the groups included Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Now, if those offices are closed down, it would be an important development, as you mentioned. The U.S. has been demanding their closure for quite some time, and it was one of Powell's key demands on this trip. However, one assistant in the Hamas office told me, well, you know, I'm still here, our office is still open. And it's very possible that Syria will move soon to truly shut these offices down, or it could just be that they'll tell these groups to keep a low profile, which probably won't satisfy the Americans. So I'm sure they'll be keeping a close eye on this matter.
What else did Powell and Assad discuss?
Well, Powell touched upon a number of issues with the Syrians, including the question of weapons of mass destruction. But one of the main points he raised was Syria's support for the Lebanese guerrilla group Hezbollah. Powell said he wants to see an end to the presence of Hezbollah guerrillas along Lebanon's border with Israel. And I think Washington doesn't want anything getting in the way of the new roadmap for peace in the Middle East, and it views Hezbollah as a threat. Now, the problem is dismantling Hezbollah is not something Syria will readily do. Syria views the group as an important means of pressuring Israel into returning occupied Syrian land. So I think Syria will need some incentives before moving against Hezbollah. One incentive could be the start of a peace process leading to Israel's return of the Golan Heights.
Now, how did the Syrians respond?
Well, today's Syrian papers called the Powell-Assad talks constructive and positive. Significantly, however, they did not mention Syria's promise to close the offices of militant groups. And I think even if Syria does so, it probably won't talk about the closures publicly. It wouldn't want to look like it's bowing to U.S. pressure, although it appears to be. And, I mean, it looks to me like Damascus is getting the American message that it needs to change. At the same time, Bashar al-Assad has promised Powell things in the past and not delivered, and it's not clear how savvy this new Syrian leadership is. They've been given a breather. Powell made it clear there would be no military action taken, but it remains to be seen if the Syrian regime has the wisdom to survive in a post-Saddam era.
Well, now, Bashar al-Assad is younger, and he's Western educated. Isn't this a benefit in these talks?
Well, to a certain extent. I mean, Bashar is reform-minded. He has talked about the need for change in Syria, political, social, and economic change. The problem is not much has changed since he came to power 3 years ago. Most believe because he's being thwarted by an old guard and special interest groups. And the problem really is that Bashar is not a strong leader, unlike his father, and he may not be able to meet U.S. demands even if he wants to because of opposition from the old guard.
NPR's Kate Seeley in Damascus. Kate, thank you very much.
Thank you.